1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. United now joining Alaska Airlines and saying they have found loose parts on some of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after a fuselage section blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight last Friday. ABC News aviation consultant John Nance wondering about quality control.
Once we know exactly what's happened here and how this door was lost, then the question is exactly what part of the inspection process failed at and at what stage, whether it was the folks who made the fuselages and shipped them to Seattle, whether it was in Seattle, or whether it was something to do with Alaska Airlines maintenance.
The Iowa caucuses are less than a week away. They are getting snow in Iowa today, part of a big winter storm that stretches across most of the country. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers in court today in Washington, D.C., trying to argue that Trump should enjoy absolute immunity for his actions as president and that double jeopardy applies since he was acquitted by the Senate during impeachment. Special counsel Jack Smith's team arguing against those claims. This is ABC News. More talks in Israel today for U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken trying to figure out what will happen in Gaza after the war with Hamas is over. The latest mission to the moon in serious trouble. First, the company behind the first private moon lander said it failed to rotate toward the sun properly. Now it said it suffered a critical loss of fuel. South Korea saying no to dog meat.
The vote in the South Korean parliament, unanimous. 208 in favor of the ban, zero against. The legislation makes slaughtering, breeding, and the sale of dog meat for human consumption illegal from 2027. Punishable by 2 to 3 years in prison. Recent surveys showed more than half of South Koreans wanted dog meat banned and a majority no longer eat it. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And it's the end of an era for Tiger Woods. He now says his sponsorship deal with Nike has come to an end. He's been with Nike since turning pro in 1996. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is under a winter storm watch. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it will be windy, too. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana on Monday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Up Front he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers says he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are near the top of the Eastern Conference, but last night they suffered their second loss in a row at home. The Utah Jazz with a 132-116 win. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, sometimes as a coach you can come in and, you know, you can go bonkers. But I also believe you got to, you know, show them the areas that we got to improve on. At halftime, I showed probably more clips than I usually show, areas where we can, you know, respond.
The Bucks host the Celtics Thursday. They're 3.5 games behind Boston for the top spot in the conference. NFL, it's the Cowboys and the Packers in the wild card playoffs Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur.
We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect today through tonight. We're expecting around 5 to 8 inches of snow, but making things worse, the wind. It'll pick up later today into tonight with gusts from 35 to 45, creating blowing snow, making travel difficult, if not impossible. Conditions will gradually improve tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. How do people get that Civic Media app, Todd?
Very easy. They can go wherever they normally get their apps, Google Play Store, Apple Store, all that kind of stuff. Download it and then make sure and choose your station as WISS or WGBW. You can communicate with us that way. You can listen to the shows all day long, all that good stuff.
Nice. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Man, have they been good to us over the past year or so? 6 months, just fantastic. If you've got a problem, and I'll tell you what, this time of year, things can happen. Pipes can freeze. Maybe it didn't drain the outside faucet. A lot of things can happen. They are the people to call if you have those kinds of problems. They will be there in an hour or less, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They are amazing. If you got a current sewer backup, sump pump failure, water damage, they'll prevent future problems such as mold as well as the fire damage. They help secure your building or home to prevent more damage. Let's say you do have a fire, and hopefully, for the love of God, you don't. But if you do, they will be there. They'll tarp it up. They'll cover it up. They'll do everything you need to have done and then work with the insurance adjuster to start the process of cleaning up or rebuilding your property. They have heart. They're not just a company. They understand your circumstances. They go above and beyond. They are incredible. Sump pump, water heater failing, water damage, whatever it is. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. Their phone number, 920-MIDWEST. 920-MIDWEST, that's all you need to know. These folks are absolutely fantastic, and we're so proud that they've been a major sponsor of Mino and the Mayor Show.
They are
By the
best.
Way, they're yep. the best. Mm-hmm. Today is International Choreographers Day. Not sure exactly. That means the dance choreographer, obviously, right?
The designers, what do they call those guys?
The choreographers.
Yeah.
Like Bob Fosse and those
directors.
Guys.
Yeah. Right, okay.
National Apricot Day. Not a fan.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
fan.
That.
Like,
here's the deal with apricots. This is just, I have nothing to base this on. I just don't think they've gotten the notoriety of like oranges, bananas,
They don't
apples.
Deserve it.
Why?
Because they suck.
I don't know.
Todd, apricot, yes or no?
What's the difference between an apricot and a peach?
Oh, totally. Apricots, first of all, apricots, they don't look like a peach, much smaller. And they're a little more tart. Would you say that? Peaches are sweeter?
I like a peach, but.
Yeah, that, nope.
I hate the whole pit thing, though, to be
right.
honest with
yeah,
you.
You got them, eat around you got them a in pit. Apricots. No, yeah. You got them in apricots.
I'm a pear guy. I like pears.
Pears are good. And pears don't have the big
seeds. You know
what
seeds, I read? I read a thing last night about the 15 cool. best foods you can possibly eat.
Oh, this is good. What do you got?
It was really interesting. Salmon.
Right.
Almonds. Were two of the main ones.
Like kale.
But I think that was on the list. Yeah. But that's one of those ones that's kind of like, whatever, whatever.
Right.
I got to look. I got to try to find that again.
Broccoli, I see on this list.
Broccoli, yeah, go ahead.
Beets?
Yeah, beets. What's the, you know what? I didn't know. What's a legume?
So that would be like beans and stuff like that. That would be a legume.
Okay.
Yep.
What? What are you laughing at me? What's a
legume? Legume.
Legume.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. What are you, how do you pronounce it? Legume?
I don't.
Legume?
I don't know. Legume, I guess.
What's a lentil?
I pronounce it.
Well, that would be like a legume.
Oh, a lentil is a legume.
Right.
Okay.
Lentils are, I don't know, like peas, right? Like pea soup? Lentils?
I don't know.
Yeah, lentil, I don't know. Lentil soup. Yeah.
Why don't you make me some good soup? Make me a good lentil soup.
What kind
soup.
Do you want? Lentil?
A good lentil.
I'll make you some. All right.
I need a good lentil.
All right, fine.
All right?
I'll do that.
I think that would help me.
Okay.
Good lentil
I'm
soup.
I'm on it.
Yeah. You know what was one of the worst things was white bread?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, really bad? Trans fats and things like that?
Yeah.
We
should start.
Oh, we got Cos? Hang on. Cosmo. Okay.
Talk about healthy food. Good food.
Cos.
Lean food.
Cos. Hello, Cos.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. We're on the air live, right. So keep it clean. Jim here, the mayor here was just talking about how fantastic and how popular your bear meat was at the community shelter on Sunday.
We had a tailgate party on Sunday. We have one every Packer game, and this one obviously was at 3 o'clock. And I made that bear meat that you dropped off. When did you shoot that bear? When was that? October? I talked to Johnny. I don't remember when you came in.
Yeah, that would have probably been October. It was just before the season closed.
All right.
Like a couple days before. I don't remember the exact date.
But anyway, then we froze it, and I took it out on Friday, let it thaw, and then I actually put some seasoning, and I read something on how to season. I put it in a crock pot, and I cooked it all night, like 10 hours. And then we served it on, those car crackers, because you don't want too strong of a cracker because it takes away the flavor of what's on the cracker, right? So I took some pretty bland crackers. People absolutely loved it, Cos. Absolutely loved it. And like I was telling John this morning, I think 90%, probably higher than that, never had bear meat before. So it was kind of fun to, you know, rib the bears a little bit, plus have something that was so unique. And yeah, thanks for dropping that off. It was great. We all loved it.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I'd rather eat bear meat than venison myself, but...
But you got to do it right, Cos? Because I told you that time a guy had me over, and he was almost like an outdoor chef. He wrote a book on things, and I did not like it at all. It was like a sweet, gamey kind of flavor to it. But I want to say he like roasted it or something and didn't marinate it as long as you guys do.
Cos, do you grill that? I was going to grill it, and then I kind of read a couple recipes. I thought, I got to be better safe. You do, huh?
Yeah, I grill it.
Do you marinate it?
Yeah, sometimes I do, and sometimes I just put, like, some kind of seasoning on it, and then I grill it. And
okay.
I usually grill it until it's about medium or so. I don't do it well done.
No, I wouldn't either. All right, well, if you get another bear, I will. My next attempt will be to grill it. It looked really good. That's a pretty lean meat.
Right. Yep.
Are there certain parts that you should eat and not, or that are better to eat than not, Cos?
Not as far as the meat goes. I mean, you're not supposed to eat the liver or anything.
No.
Well, yeah, that's poisonous or something, isn't it?
It can be.
Yeah.
Do you take... Go ahead.
I guess it's worse in the spring than in the fall, but they say not to.
Okay.
Are you going bear hunting again this year? Do you go every year?
No, well, yeah, actually, I should draw a tag in Minnesota. It'll be a while probably before I can draw one in this state.
So does that bear meat, do you do the same thing you do when you get a deer? Do you take it and get it ground up into sausages and hot dogs and that? Or is bear you just eat the meat?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I made some snack sticks out of some of it. And the rest I just cut up into roasts. And then I cut up some because then when I make my sausage this coming spring, then I'll use that up also.
Cos, of all the different animals you've shot in your life, what's been the best and the worst tasting?
The pigs.
I would say probably the worst would probably be them warthogs.
Yeah. But
the best, I don't know, I would say the best probably the bear meat, I think.
Oh, really? I thought it was really lean. Like, there's no fat on there. And is that because, I guess it's what they eat and that they're always moving around, right?
Actually, yeah, either, it's close. Maybe the elk meat was probably the best, actually.
But bear, you got bear meat ranked that high next to it, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Me, it did.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to do that again next year, hopefully. I mean, and I don't know how many pounds you dropped off, but how many pounds, I guess it's all relative, but like with a deer, you shoot a deer that's 160 pounds, how much do bears weigh about?
Well, you're not going to get 160 pounds of meat from
a deer. No, that's what I'm saying. But out of a 160-pound deer, how much meat do you get? Like 50?
Yeah, you might get 50.
And with a bear, bears weigh more than deer, right? I mean, how big was that bear that you shot?
The bear I shot, it dressed out at 237 or 238, something like that.
Wow.
And then what did you glean from that? Like, what kind of meat do you get out of that? 100 pounds?
No, I didn't get 100 off it.
Oh?
Because you got a lot of fat. By the time you take that hide and the head and the bones out, and then you cut all that fat off, you're probably right in that 50 to 60 pound range.
That's a lot of meat, though. I mean,
yeah, even, it was great. Anyway,
you go to the store and buy 60 pounds of meat.
Yeah.
Hey, Kaz, did you eat that one bear you shot in Russia?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was good.
Yeah.
Wash it down with a little vodka.
Kind of tasted like a beef roast. You know, everybody says grizzly's not that good to eat, but I thought it was.
You guys see this video? Do you still have that video, Kaz?
I probably do somewhere. I'd have to find it.
So basically, he shot this grizzly bear, or it's a Russian grizzly, or what was it?
Yeah.
A Russian grizzly.
And Siberian, bro.
Siberian. And it kind of got away. All of it, and he's got video. And all of a sudden, here comes the bear charging him from behind.
Wow.
Hey, cuz.
So you had another shot in your gun, I hope.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be a little scary.
Yeah. All right, Kaz, well, we just want to call and you want to thank you for the great bear meet and all the folks community shelter sure enjoyed it on Sunday.
Yeah, and they thank you too.
Oh, good. I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was great. We enjoyed it. And I got some pictures I'll show you when you come in next time.
All right.
All right. Cool, Kaz. All right.
Thank
you. Enjoy
Kaz,
the snow.
Take care, buddy.
Yep.
See ya.
Yep, we'll see ya.
Bye. Got a text here. I've fallen in love with mangoes lately. Mangoes are really good for you. Really good for you. I'm just throwing that out there. They're really good for you.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Definitely.
We're all on it, John.
All right.
Mangoes.
I'm eating all good. You know what I mean? You know what I bought? You know what I haven't had in 30 years I'm going to have today?
Okay. What?
Oatmeal.
Oh, it hasn't been 30 years
since it's been 32 years since I've had oatmeal.
Why, John, that's crazy.
Because who makes oatmeal?
Everybody.
Nobody.
I have oatmeal at home.
I bought the old-fashioned kind with the Quaker guy on the cover and everything like that.
He's still there.
All right.
And do you ever go to a restaurant and order oatmeal?
Never.
Really?
No.
I was at Bay Family Saturday. I had oatmeal.
Did you really?
Yeah. Mm.
I will say this.
Fruit. You'll make it healthier, too. I mean, it can be a little bit bland, but you can get brown sugar on there, or cinnamon, I should say.
I'm putting honey. Sugar.
Well, honey's good, too.
Honey'll be good.
That's
good. I'm putting honey, little piece of apple, and nuts.
John,
that's gonna be my lunch today.
Okay, and that is good for you because that will fill you up as well.
Exactly.
You know what the best part
about getting oatmeal when you were a kid was?
And bananas.
Oh yeah, I got bananas too.
Yeah, good.
Those boxes were so cool. You could use those
for
everything.
Oh, yeah.
No, the boxes.
Oh, the oatmeal,
the round cylindrical type boxes. Yeah. You'd cut the bottom out and tape them up over the doorway and play basketball with them. We said all the time. Did you do that?
Life in Nigani.
No, we did not.
You know what we used to use for basketball?
I have no idea. A little grapefruit?
The little styrofoam things that people used to put on their antennas so that cars could see you in the winter. We're going to send a quick break back after.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screen. greens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, the media, Civic Media app. You know, we're getting back to some of the things today. Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, 79 years old. Never a Led Zeppelin fan. You?
No.
I do.
I could see you, Todd. Yeah. No disrespect. I mean, you're, you know, old-time rocker radio guy.
Yep.
Is
you,
he,
Jim?
It's Stairway to Heaven, right? It was his only song.
No, you need to stop that.
What?
I'm gonna for the new year. One of the things I'm gonna make you change.
Okay.
Is
a little appreciation of music.
Okay. I appreciate music. Of people that you don't necessarily know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I want. I'm gonna work on that. With
all right.
You.
Appreciation. Okay. All right. That's a good resolution. I like that. Okay.
Led Zeppelin. Yeah. Quick poll, Todd. Quick poll. Led Zeppelin. Yes or no? I say no. Wow. And that was my era. That was totally my era. But you know who I used to love? It was Grand Funk.
Grand Funk Railroad.
I was a huge Grand Funk fan.
Love them. And I mean that. I had their album.
Oh, wow.
I did.
I worked with a guy in Flint who when Grand Funk started, was literally in his garage because they were all from Flint.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, you guys don't like this?
Well, it brings back memories of? Sitting around a fire out in the woods someplace where you're drinking illegally, and this is what somebody would have on the boombox or in their... No, it wasn't even a boombox. They didn't even have boomboxes then. You know what it'd be? It would be when the guys that were good guys in shop, and they would hook up their speakers with the long cables, and they'd have it in their car. Remember those, Todd?
Sure.
And they'd have the speakers blasted onto the thing. Yeah.
All right.
Come on. This is good stuff.
It is good stuff. I take back what I said. Led Zeppelin has a lot of good music.
Oh, here
okay,
you.
I'm trying my New Year's resolution for Todd. Right. What a great guy. One of my favorites.
Here's another. J.K. Simmons. I like this guy. He's the actor in the Farmers Insurance commercials. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was fantastic in a series I used to watch that I don't know the name of, but it's about these guys in prison. It was based totally on guys in prison. Todd, do you remember that one?
Let me look it up.
Oh, man. He was evil.
Oh, it was called Oz.
Oz.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oz. Fantastic.
He's been in so many things.
So many things. And he's good in everything. Did you ever see Oz?
I can't say anything because Todd will scold me again.
No, he won't. Go ahead. Did you see Oz yesterday?
I don't even know who this guy is, but I love him.
Farmers Insurance commercial.
Him. He's great. I don't know, John. How do I know Farmers Insurance
When you were a kid,
commercials?
Were you the boy in the bubble?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Who invaded Spain in the 16th century? The Moors. Nope. The Moops. No, it wasn't. It was the Moors, you idiot. It says here are the Moops. I win. Remember that one from Seinfeld? No, you don't. Dave Matthews, 56. Never really got into Dave Matthews.
Yeah, a little bit, right. Yeah. Everybody knows.
What's your favorite song
of all time? Or Dave Matthews. I would have to listen to a montage of songs and then
a
pick
montage.
One. I can't.
Coming
name
up
one.
Next, a montage.
The mayor's montage.
Who uses the word montage?
The mayor's.
No, we
music
gotta do that.
Montage.
We gotta do a music thing. The mayor's montage.
Okay, we will do it.
How are we doing on my Led Zeppelin poll?
So far, 100% are yes.
Oh, okay.
Are yes what?
They like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
All right.
He was great.
He was great. How about that Leonard Skinner? Wasn't he great?
Yeah. He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Is Maria? Come on in, Maria.
All right. So our next guest. We talk about real estate with Sandra Rank, which is...
Hi, Maria.
And she put on the headsets.
Oh, you want to do sign language? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we don't do sign language. This is radio.
Hi, Maria. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Everything's still okay out there? Nothing...
Yeah, nothing crazy yet.
Nothing crazy yet.
And your partner, boss, whatever, Sandra Rank, is down in Houston for the Michigan game.
Yes, she was. I guess it was a great game.
It was a great game.
Isn't that great when, like, your boss is out of town? I mean, let's be honest. Are you guys going to just pretty much goof off all day?
She still gives us a lot of work.
Oh, she does? All right.
She's a great boss.
All right.
So, real estate, I was... things are getting better, like much better. Interest rates are like, what, six something?
Interest rates are coming down.
Right.
So it seems like this is going to be a great year. So we're looking forward to it. Spring should be a busy season.
And I think spring is going to come early, not weather-wise, but real estate-wise, because of the interest rates and some pent-up inventory. People are going to start releasing some of that, baby boomers, and... looks really good again, because it was a little scary for a while. Nothing was moving. Everything was overpriced.
Yeah, I mean, last year it was a constant low inventory situation.
Right.
So this year is definitely going to be better for our buyers as the interest have come down. You know, people is going to start rethinking. Now is the time to buy.
And I think people are going to jump on when something's available. They're not going to sit and wait because of the way it was. They're going to grab it.
Correct. It's still going to be very competitive, just like last year, you know, where sellers were the, you know, beneficial with the multiple offers.
Can I ask where you're from originally?
I'm from Mexico.
Which part?
Yucatan.
Oh, Yucatan Peninsula.
Yes, Yucatan Peninsula.
Very nice.
And we always are interested in our guests who are from...
someplace cooler than we're from.
Right. But what got you here?
I was an exchange student at UWGB.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Yeah, that was many years ago.
That's cool. And you just liked it up here?
I think I like someone, my husband.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But so, now I love it here.
What's it like being from Mexico and then living up here in the, 10 inches of snow today type of thing?
You know, I always think that if you are going to live in another country, you have to embrace it. I love the four seasons. I grew up on the beach, so it's always hot and hotter. Here you have all four seasons. You know, I love every single one. By the end of March, we all want to get out of here, right?
Absolutely.
So this is why I'm here today to speak about international real estate.
Nice.
But you talk about March. A lot of us go to Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, we're heading down there. So
are you?
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Where? Yeah. Where?
Where are we going? I will tell you. Talk about your real estate for a second. Well, it's not. I haven't been there before. I've been there.
You've never been to Mexico?
No, I've been to Mexico a number of times. I've never been to where we're going.
To you are going this time. Well, I mean, all you have to do is look outside today, right, and hear about the weather, just to realize why so many people is looking for a second home, especially in the international market. You know, the top five countries right now is Mexico, Costa Rica, Panama, Portugal, and Spain.
I've heard great things about Costa Rica.
Yes, it's definitely, there's a lot of diversity. You have like the jungle, you have the beach, very focused on tourists in a safe place. So it's a good investment.
That's the thing, it's considered really safe, huh?
Correct.
How's Mexico? You hear so much in the news about the bad things.
Yes, I do get that a lot. And it really depends where you are going in Mexico. No different than if I tell you, oh, is Chicago safe? You know, is Milwaukee safe? Well, that depends where you are, right? You always have to use your common sense.
I'm going to Riviera Maya.
Oh, I've been there.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's actually like 3 hours from my hometown.
Oh.
Mérida. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a beautiful area. In my case, I'm very lucky because Mérida is one of the safest places in the world next to Quebec. So
I slept in the jungle there one night.
Did you?
I got lost going back to my resort. True story. This is a true story.
That I believe.
You know, you know what? We'll try to give Murphy a call. Murphy can verify this.
I believe that, John.
Did you get eaten alive by mosquitoes?
Yeah, but I think they might have died after he took some of my blood out of me, believe me. We got to set a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. United now joining Alaska Airlines and saying they have found loose parts on some of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after a fuselage section blew out during Alaska Airlines flight last Friday. ABC News aviation consultant John Nance wondering about quality control.
Once we know exactly what's happened here and how this door was lost, then the question is exactly what part of the inspection process failed at, and at what stage, whether it was the folks who made the fuselages and shipped them to Seattle, whether it was in Seattle, or whether it was something to do with Alaska Airlines maintenance.
The Iowa caucuses are less than a week away. They are getting snow in Iowa today, part of a big winter storm that stretches across most of the country. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers in court today in Washington, D.C., trying to argue that Trump should enjoy absolute immunity for his actions as president and that double jeopardy applies since he was acquitted by the Senate during impeachment. Special counsel Jack Smith's team arguing against those claims. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon Sunday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. Legislative Republicans are proposing a constitutional amendment to limit diversity efforts in Wisconsin. If passed by two consecutive terms of the legislature and approved by voters, local governments and state agencies would be banned from either discriminating against or giving preferential treatment to anyone on the basis of race, sex, ethnicity, or national origin. Last year, Republicans successfully got the universities of Wisconsin to reclassify dozens of DEI positions. Instead of diversity, equity, and inclusion, GOP lawmakers want all hiring decisions to be based on merit, fairness, and equality. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect today through tonight. We're expecting around 5 to 8 inches of snow, but making things worse, the wind. It'll pick up later today into tonight with gusts from 35 to 45, creating blowing snow, making travel difficult, if not impossible. Conditions will gradually improve tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. 7:34 is the time. The temperature is, I don't know, 35? What did Brittany say?
It's 33 in Green Bay. Close. 34 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh.
Oh, there it is right there. I missed that. All right. Sorry.
It's right up on the screen.
Big winter storm warning coming into effect. Maria Dennis, our very special guest, filling in for Sandra Rank, who is down in Houston cheering on the Michigan Wolverines with her husband, who is a very proud Michigan Wolverine alum. So I'm sure they had a good time last night.
Oh, a lot to cheer about.
Can't even imagine. Maria Dennis is joining us. Very interesting being from Mexico, Maria.
Right.
And working in real estate up here. I do have some friends who own a, in a gated community in Mexico. They own a home down there. They're going to eventually, retire down there. But as you were just
talking. Great
idea. Yeah. But as you were talking during the break there, the window may have closed a little bit for getting a good deal in Mexico and those kind of places, right?
Right. Like I said before, I think people is owning a second home in a different country is only for the rich and famous. But that is not longer the case. I believe that owning a home in Florida right now is for the rich and famous. The advantages of buying in a place like your friends, whether it's in Mexico or in another country, well, you get the capital appreciation. You get a lot more for your money, especially if the currency is weak, what you're buying.
Sure. I want to get one in Italy. You can buy these really cheap houses and fix them up in Italy, and that's what I want to do.
I hear that. Literally, the prices are like ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Like $100
to buy a house.
Yes.
And you buy a little villa in Tuscany.
Yes.
And then remodel it.
That's what I'm going to do.
Could be a cute Airbnb.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to visit, Jim?
You got to get over there, though, Jim.
I'm getting over there.
Add that to the price of your house. So,
I'm going over there, Jim.
Okay.
Don't discourage me.
No, I think you could do that. And you're a handy guy. So you could do that. So Maria, if we go to Sandra Rank Realty, you guys, I mean, you're a leader in this community when it comes to real estate, especially the higher end, but you also do some international sales.
That's correct. You have to be very careful when you're looking for a second home in a different country. You have to know who to trust.
Yeah, I don't think I would just go to Mexico or any country. Just stop by a real estate office.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where are the money?
Say, I'm an American. Can you help me?
Right. So, yeah, definitely seek help from the professionals. And we are the link to that. We can definitely help you go through the different options and even local agents or presented with our own listings. And just guide you through the process. There is so much about it that people might scare you about. Like there is the legal aspect. There is the financial aspect. I mean, how do I send the money? How do I make sure that what they're going to do with my money? Am I able legally to own a property in another country? Do I have to be a citizen or not? I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Do you?
In Mexico, when you, for example, as a U.S. citizen or any other citizen, only you cannot purchase properties right on the beach, not 50 meters from the beach. You have to have a trust. And the reason why this law was fixed many years ago is because in case of an invasion, you don't want any non-citizens to own anything that has access to the water, to the shorelines. That was the thought behind it. And I think now it's mostly a matter of just getting some taxes or some.
So you mean like a sea invasion type?
Correct.
Thing.
That was the reason we saw it.
Interesting.
And, so now non-U.S. citizens could own property on the beach, but you have to have a trust. And it's nothing that scares you. You just pay a fee. It goes through a bank. But truly, you have all the same ownership benefits as a regular citizen. You can rent, sell, everything.
All right. Do you personally own? Do you?
Yes.
You live in Green Bay. You live in Howard, I should say.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about that process. Like, what made you? I mean, you're from there, but right. I mean, how did you find it? Did you go through?
Right. About a year and a half ago, we actually purchased our own place in Tilchak, which is a beach town about 45 minutes from Mérida, the capital of Yucatan. We went through the process. I mean, obviously, I'm from there, so I was more familiar with the area. But it's still, I was very diligent at checking every single option that I have. Once that I found a trustable developer and I liked the plan, we're starting the process of, well, how do I do this? How do I purchase this legally? You know, I've been so many years in here. I didn't even have other than my passport. So I started with getting certain documents that prove my citizenship besides my passport. That's when I find out that my husband, for example, could not be an owner because he's an American citizen. So right now I own a nice little place in Mexico.
In your name.
In my name. Wow. That we share.
Wow.
I mean, could he own it? Yes. But then we wouldn't have to do the trust. And since we have both options, we just decided not to. But it is totally possible for a non-U.S. citizen. And then we started with all the financial part of it. How do I send this large amount of money? You know, how can I trust it? In that aspect, it was good. We worked with a local lender, and we figured things out, how we were going to do this so that, you know, I can make my
Would payments. You recommend somebody, an American, having a place in Mexico if they can't speak the language?
Yeah, like it really depends who you are working with there. You know, if you have somebody, what I would recommend is that you need to have somebody right. to help you manage your property, to keep, even if you're not going to rent it, just to keep an eye on, to make sure that it receives the maintenance, you know, to coordinate cleaning services, maintenance services. And many people is bilingual now in Mexico, especially people that manage properties like Airbnbs. Like, that's another advantage of owning your property. We rent our property. So when you are not doing it, you're not going there. This is generating a passive income that could help you with the maintenance costs and your investment.
Does it mean? Oh, go ahead.
Jim. Look, I was going to say, all right, that sounds like a plan, right? You bought a condo down there. When you're not there, you rent it out, which offsets some of the cost. Tell me about the value. Like, was that a good deal? Not a good deal? Like, and then I think the other thing that you have to look at is, our money is worth more in some countries than other countries. Johnny's looking at Italy. You're in Mexico. Yeah. I mean, Cabo, I think, is great. I want you just to address where the good values are in terms of
exactly
exchange.
That is correct. If you're purchasing in another country, you might get more for your money. Right. Depends on the value of the currency, right? For example, for us in Mexico, you know, you can buy a property on the beach maybe between $350,000, $500,000. Of course, the sky's the limit. But what I'm saying is that you could not be probably on the beach with the same size and upscale lifestyle in a Florida location.
Better deal in Mexico than Florida.
Correct. It depends where in Mexico, but yes, for the most part, just like in Costa Rica or in other, like we're saying, you can buy a cheap villa in Italy. The taxes are a huge advantage. In Mexico, for example, you only pay like one big property tax. When you purchase, it'll be like a 18% of your property. And then the rest of your life, you're only paying like $200 a year.
Oh, wow. Property tax. Sounds like a one-time thing, huh?
Right. Your maintenance are also cheaper.
Let me ask you this. Does the media make too much of it? Or are there some areas of Mexico where Americans just stay out of it? And one of the reasons I say, like, when I lived in Arizona, so many kids, especially when I was going to school down there, so many kids would literally, I mean, it sounds like something from the hippie era, they would pack up their van and they would go and they would just camp on the beaches in Mexico and they'd do some, like, kind of some surfing around Black Rocks, I remember was an area. And then they'd go actually over to the Baja area and they would just literally spend the whole time on the beach. Can you still do that, or would you not recommend that for an American?
Well, you don't see that very much. I think kids now are more like Airbnb. You can have the cutest, cheapest. I mean, there's all kinds of Airbnb. There's camping areas, more like glamping. I don't think you see much like the hippie era.
Okay.
I think some parts of the country is still safe, like everything. Like I say, we just have to be diligent. Yucatan, for example, is very safe. But you don't see that as much anymore.
See, that makes me sound old, doesn't it? Like
a little hippie guy
camping in a van. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so people can buy the condo and rent it out, which I think makes sense, as long as you have a good management company keeping an eye on your property, right? And
correct.
You say that, you know, you may pay heavy taxes when you buy it, but then it's very manageable from a cash flow standpoint going forward. Tell me about these timeshares. Are you pro against that? You always see these ads. Oh, we'll get you out of it.
Yeah,
And Cabo's big on that.
Cabo's big on that. I'm not a big fan of timeshare.
They have a pretty bad reputation, huh?
Yes. It seems like it sounds great, right? They get you when you are in the resort and you are, oh my gosh, I'm on vacation. This place is beautiful. I could stay here forever. You get the free breakfast and you're right on the presentation and all of a sudden you are buying, right? They're like, I want to come back here all the time. And then it seems like a deal that there's blockout dates, and then you want to go to other places. Guess what? You can't get out of this contract.
That's what I heard. You just cannot get out of those things, right?
That's what I heard. Not a big fan. I like to see new places. Obviously, I bought a place in because I have family connections, but I do like to go to other places. We don't just go to Mexico, for example. And I still think that having your own property could have more benefits. Because at the end of the time, if you're tired to be in one place, you can sell your place. I guarantee that if you are on the beach, your property already appraised way more than what you pay for. So you still will make money. Even if you want out, you can still rent it out and go to other places. I don't know. You just see more advantages.
That's awesome.
You always hear something at some radio station. I don't even know who. They always run these ads about, you know, hire this guy to get you out of the timeshare commitments, the contracts and everything. And so it just sounds scary, the term timeshare. So sounds scary.
We're talking with Maria Dennis, and she is an agent with Sandra Rank Realty. And her expertise, well, she's got a lot of expertise. It helps people buy homes here in our community, but does some international purchasing for people, and especially vacation properties. And your focus is Mexico. That's where you've sold the most, or that's where you think that's where the market is going. You just got beautiful weather down there. I mean, you just cannot beat the weather in Mexico.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously the world, the sky is the limit, right? We have a beautiful world. But Mexico is just a popular location just because it's very affordable. And for people from U.S., it's more like a one-two flights connection versus going somewhere else. But like I said, Central America is also gaining a lot of popularity. Honduras, Costa Rica, also, there are a whole bunch of Caribbean islands as well. People sometimes just want to be on an island, you know?
You know, when I was younger, too, the cool place was, because I remember on the Price is Right, okay? One of the main things for
that's where you should go look. Yes, okay, anyway,
can
go
I just
ahead.
Finish it?
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. So one of the big things was always, you know, and one of the things, Acapulco! Two weeks in Acapulco! I don't know if I'd want to go to Acapulco anymore, would I?
Yeah, well, they just got hit pretty hard with the last hurricane, so I will probably wait a few months before hitting back there. There's just a lot of newer. That was like the old.
Yes,
that's what I mean.
That's what he's talking about.
Remember when that was the if somebody was
everything
gonna go to
was
place,
Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. There's so many new cool places. I mean, we were just talking Riviera Maya, which expands. It just keeps expanding. You know, there is so many new resorts.
You got to be careful in Riviera Maya, though. I'll tell you why. Because, like, where we stayed, okay, and this was a WXX thing. We had the whole with Murphy and everything. And you had these little cabins almost, like, in the jungle. You know, they're separate little lodges.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, if you go out at night and you run into, like, just some Canadians at a bachelor party and they're drinking these, like, flaming shots, you can get disoriented. So I had to try to find my way back. People actually were calling Murph and saying, Murph, you better go try to find Mino. He's just wandering off with these Canadians. And they're, So anyway, so I look at the map at the resort thing, and it's like, okay, I'm going to follow this trail. And then I go there, it's like 3 in the morning, I knock, and I hear us, who's there? It's like, who's this guy in my room? And he opens the door, he goes, what do you want? I think this is my room. He goes, no, it's not. Slender. I walk all the way back to the lodge. I restudy the thing. I draw my thing. I go back. Oh, finally. Who's there? Same place.
Oh, my God.
So I had to go sleep in the jungle on the path for people going to breakfast the next morning.
Oh, my God. Beautiful sight.
I was sleeping on one of the benches in the jungle alongside the thing. True story.
Oh, yeah. And you're so good with direction, too.
I know, right?
I'm surprised you went back to the same place twice.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
Got a text here. Mine on the mayor should buy a vacation place in Mexico. The thought of you two vacation together makes me laugh.
It'd make me cry.
Maria Dennis from Sandra Rank Realty. Thank you so very much.
You're
this
welcome.
Has really been fun.
This is interesting.
For educational.
This is interesting.
Love to have you back again someday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Find me my place in Italy.
I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You coming to Italy?
No, Rivi Maior.
All right.
That's where I'm going.
We're going to Mexico.
My brother, Mayor. Back after this.
Goodbye to
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here at WGBW. Very special thanks to Maria Dennis. I wish you sounded like her.
It looked like her, too.
Well, yeah, but even I would just take sounding like her.
Wait a minute. Did what? We just hear the mayor say he wished he looked
like... Yeah, I think that was...
Yeah. Not me, but...
Wait, she, Maria, we apologize for the sexual harassment on the part of the former mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
All letters could be sent to his residence.
Tell Sam right, she talked to my attorney.
She just gave me a fist bump, so yes.
Thank you, Maria. That was fantastic. That was fun.
Nice realtor.
Yes.
Interesting, right?
I think it is. You know what? Because I've got some good friends. Like I said, actually, I worked with them in real estate as well about they've got a place in Mexico, and you know they're going to live there. And they said, no, they don't feel the slightest bit, you know, whatever. Just like she's like Maria said, you know, due diligence and wherever, just knowing where to live and where not to live. Like I said, there's some places in Green Bay I wouldn't live. So
but
I mean,
isn't like if you're going to, isn't Ecuador?
Some place in Nagani I wouldn't live.
No, Ecuador? No, not, is that what I'm thinking about? Yeah, Ecuador, right? Isn't that where they have the lowest, like, diseases?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to go somewhere, go where it's healthy, right?
Yeah.
You know, like that, you're talking about the, what, papagaio, whatever, that stuff that you eat?
The what?
What was he talking about earlier that he likes to eat?
What?
Magaya?
Mangoes.
Mangoes.
Oh, mangoes.
But wouldn't you want to go? Oh, sorry.
MacGyver?
But I'm saying that, like, down in Colombia, it's just these fresh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fresh as fresh can be.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
There's caught that day or picked that day.
I agree.
It's, and if you're going to buy a place.
If you go to Costa Rica, though, be careful if you go in the jungle. They do have some very poisonous snakes.
Yeah, that would be totally off my list.
I had a buddy who was in the Special Forces, and he was down in Panama when the whole Noriega thing was going.
Yeah.
And they literally had to lay out in the jungle for like 3 days. And he said, there are some bad, ashed, poisonous snakes down in those areas. So be careful when you do that.
I don't think I would go there. I was in, where was I down there? Maybe it was Costa Rica. Anyway, I went down to visit my brother one time. Anyway, there's some beautiful places. Sometimes you grow up and you think United States is where it stops, but there's just some beautiful parts of the world. And boy, to get a place there and timeshare it, but rent it out when you're not there, get a good manager.
Sounds like
she's doing the right thing.
I know.
On the beach.
Would you rent out your place?
What? My home? Never.
No, just in general. I couldn't be an Airbnb. Do you?
I do now. I
don't like that. I would not like that feeling of somebody I don't know staying at my house for a weekend if I wasn't there.
What's the difference in that in a hotel? You got people that it's a resort.
They might find my stash of weapons. I mean, who knows?
Right. You're right. That's a decision you got to make. I mean, some people are creeped out by that, but it also offsets the revenue.
I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. If I had a place, nobody's ever staying there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that. That Italy thing could work for you. Let's see, you're 65. You could probably work for another 5 years. You get over there, probably got another 20 years left. Get over there, buy a place, fix it up. Yeah, that could be cool.
I know.
I mean, that could work for you.
The only thing that scares me about it, earthquakes. I'm very afraid of earthquakes.
Huh.
I never want to be trapped under a building.
Well, I don't think most people do.
Yeah. And so Northern Italy has a lot of earthquakes.
Italy does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Northern Italy.
Well, then you don't want to do that. If you live with anxiety, you're going to have a heart attack? No.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. No. I'd build a place or a refurbished place that just had didn't have a real roof, where it would just have like netting or something like that, or maybe like a screen door type
thing.
Good
idea for like when the bricks fall on you.
Well, yeah,
a netting roof.
Yeah,
John,
screen door type material, but then you have a tarp that you could pull over for when it rains. What do you think about that?
That is.
You ever totally hear Mount Vesuvius?
Contrary to what you're saying about earthquakes. Because if earthquakes happen, then the rocks
you won't have
get
your
loose.
Roof coming on you. Won't have your roof coming down on you.
Well, you'll have the rocks coming on. At
what
least
rocks?
The roof...
Where's the rocks coming from?
I'm thinking you're going to be in Italy, like around the mountains.
I am. Well, the mountains don't hurt you. It's your own structures that hurt you in earthquakes. Oh, yeah. Did you see they had one in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Like last week or something?
2.5.
I mean, that's...
Mole Lake.
That's a little something.
Yeah.
2.5.
Small earthquake felt in northern Wisconsin Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 2.5. You're right, Todd.
Todd knows everything.
He does.
Well, when you were talking about earthquakes, I remembered the story and I looked it up. That's how I know. Oh,
2.5 miles. Yes. Northeast of Mole Lake. Okay. I don't know about that.
That could have been a 5. Could have been a cat 5, Jim.
It was a 2.5. That's nothing.
Could have been double.
Nothing. It could have been wind.
You don't know that.
They overreact up there. We got to call. We should talk to Brittany about that.
I don't know where Mole Lake is, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
Where's Mole Lake, Todd?
It's northwest of Green Bay. Maybe about 45 minutes to an hour.
No way. It's that close?
It's that close.
Huh. See? So that could have happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you feel a tremor? Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, Mole Lake.
You could have been laying in bed and felt a little trembling.
Okay, John.
Just saying.
All right,
The earth could have been moving under your feet.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're going to make it in tomorrow? The snow, it's still not here. Now, look at it. It's snowing a little bit. We're looking out our window right now. And for those of you who...
It's definitely coming from the east.
Then that's the north.
Or the north, rather.
That's the north.
But you know what? It's one
Mr.
of those...
Mr. Direction. Okay.
Why is it in the winter the worst storms come from the east, it seems like? Why is that?
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
No, they come from the west.
I think they come from the east. Todd?
Not sure about that. If they come from the east, it would be coming off. You'd get some of that Lake Michigan
kind
of stuff.
No.
Well, how do you get lake effect snow from the west?
No,
Winnebago?
I'm not discounting lake effect snow. I'm saying the worst storms come from the west.
Not the highest amount of snow. They come from the east.
Well, we have something to talk about.
All right, where's Brittany?
I'll reach out to Brittany and ask her.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. All right. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Are you ready for this? Of course, you live in a condo and you never go out. Is your wife ready for the snow? Do you have the snowblower?
Yeah,
she
got the snowblower going last night.
Okay. Aren't you going to go home and stay and help her out?
I got a bad cold. I don't want to share my cold with anybody. What?
What a husband. Okay, well, that's great, John. Did you call some kid across the street and say, shovel?
No, she enjoys it.
Oh, yeah, my wife likes that.
She
does.
She you
likes,
know what?
She loves changing the oil in the car. And,
no, let me just say this. Because I am the least precise person when it comes to something, my attitude is just get her done. Because you know what? And we'll tell you why. Up in the UP, we used to get so much snow that it's like, just get it done. Just do it. You know what I mean? It's like you're out there every single day. Just get a path.
Right.
Get the car in the garage. It's not like, oh, I have to have this most precise. And our favorite thing, the main thing we did, pank her down.
That is fun.
Just
that is
pank her down.
Fire in the fireplace.
Just pank her down.
Glass of wine. That's going to be fun tonight.
Get a couple of ruts going in the driveway. And when they freeze, you just stay in those ruts.
I don't know about that.
That's the way we did
it. I'll snow blow my driveway.
Now, whatever.
All right.
Do it how you want to do it.
Enjoy the storm, everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Minor the Mayor. See ya.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know? too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard. It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.